Thanks, Mary. Delivery firm DPD Ireland is continuing its green push with a move to biofuels for its heavy goods vehicles. Hydro-treated vegetable oil will replace diesel as the fuel used in its line haul routes. That's where parcels are carried from its hub in Athlone to its 35 depots across the island. DPD says this will cut CO2 emissions by 4,350 tonnes per year. Des Travers is CEO of DPD Ireland. He joins me on the line now. Biofuels, they are better than diesel, but they can have a negative impact as well. Was this the best option for going green?
Yes, it's the option, the only option available to us at the moment because of the lack of electric vehicles of that size. And we think that it will only be a short-term thing, maybe 3 or 4 years before the technology allows us to move on. But this is the best we can do at the current time.
In terms of cost, is it costing you to convert vehicles, and is it costing you more for the fuel than diesel would cost you?
Yeah, it's costing about 7 cents a litre more than diesel, but it doesn't cost you anything for the vehicle. And the joy of HVO is that it can be combined with diesel in the vehicle, so you don't have any worries about having any difficulty with the vehicle after you've used HVO or in any of the journeys and getting back and forward between the depots and the hub. So it's a good alternative at the moment.
You mentioned the difficulty in getting electric heavy goods vehicles, but of course electric vans are on the market. You have a number of them in your fleet, and you're hoping to grow that next year. You say 20% of your total fleet will be electric next year. Can that conversion be done faster? Can you move faster on that side?
Yeah, well, we have actually placed the largest order for a Ford vehicle, which is our vehicle of choice for electric vehicles. Difficult to get them is, as most people know, it's probably 9 months or 12 months before you can actually get the vehicles into Ireland and get them on the road. But we are comfortable that as time moves on now and these vehicles become more readily available, that we will make sure that as many of our routes that we have in Ireland, which is around 900, will be done on electric.
Dublin City Council is planning a pilot that's going to see on post handle all deliveries in part of Dublin City Centre on behalf of firms like yourselves. The aim, they say, is to reduce emissions and also cut the number of vans on the city's road. Do you support that plan?
Well, we've been in contact with Dublin City Council around that plan. There are challenges with this, and we've been discussing those challenges with them, not only from a competitive point of view, but also from the practicalities of it. So we're engaging with Dublin City Council on this plan. I don't think it's quite there yet in terms of where it needs to be for everybody to be able to be comfortable to engage with it.
In terms of the general outlook for your business, we're post-lockdown, a lot of pressure on consumer spending right now. Do you expect this to be a quieter Christmas than you might have had in the last 2 years?
Yeah, well, with pandemic, everybody in our industry, everybody that was on e-commerce was shipping through any of the parcel carriers. So I would think that all the parcel carriers will be slightly down than what they were last year because they won't have the full pandemic volumes. The B2C portion of our business has dropped, as it has for everybody. But at the same time, we're still expecting a very, very, very busy Christmas. And we've done all our planning since June for it. So we'll be ready and we hope to deliver to our customers a great service over the cyber weekend right through to Christmas.
Des Travers, CEO of DPD Ireland, thank you very much for that. We'll have more business news at 8:30, but that's all for now.